Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Okay, in case you don't know, the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast happens every week. My old radio partner Ben and I get together for about an hour and a half to kick it around with a live audience. You can check it out as it happens live on the live stream on Patreon, or watch the replay or listen to the audio all on Patreon, whatever you want. I'm giving you a free view of it right here. Just one of the conversations we had in the 90-minute show. It was concerning the video at the baseball game where the guy drops to a knee and proposes to the chick. And she's so happy. And then he busts out a candy ring pop. She smacks the hell out of him right in the face. Calls him a nasty word, throws her beer on the guy. Everybody can't believe it. Real or fake? We discussed that on this free view of the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast.
Ben. Eric. Ben. Eric. Ben, Eric, E-R-I-C, Eric, E-N, Ben, Eric.
Is that a baseball game? I think this is a Toronto Blue Jays game.
Correct.
And so the guy is in the aisle with the girl. Someone's shooting video. And he's going to ask her to marry him.
Yeah.
The problem is he busts out a candy ring pop.
That's true.
And so let's just watch it first. You can hear it and see it.
Yeah.
By the way, she looks so annoyed.
Oh, yeah.
I love you.
Oh, my God. See, there's a camera there. They're getting it all.
Oh, I didn't even notice that.
Oh, my God. Fuck you. Fuck you and dumb security. Watch it one more time.
Said, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Now,
and she throws her drink on.
Raise your hand if you think this is real. Okay, raise your hand if you think it's real. Raise your hand if you think it's staged.
Oh, wow.
It feels staged to me.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
I wasn't sure. Oh, okay.
If she didn't throw a beer,
then I'd believe that was fake. But she was probably one of those girls that said, I don't care what kind of ring you get me, as long as I have a ring. She was sarcastic as fuck and got what she asked for.
So, the idea then would be that that was not staged. Okay. I don't know. I
didn't even see the actual video camera, like professional camera there when I sent it to you.
I thought that might have had something to do with it. But then again, sometimes when we at the Griffins, when we do this, you know, the cameras are involved because they want to be on the big screen when they do it.
True.
I have seen this bit done before, but
really,
to some degree, similar scenarios. There was it's always a bad idea though, because I've seen some where the guy asks the woman to marry him, and for whatever reason, she's upset that it's happening in the way that it is. You know, she doesn't want, I mean, I don't know. That seems pretty crazy to me to risk that. And it isn't well received. And I've seen chicks say yes, but with a look on their face, like, I hate your guts. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah.
And then there was one game in particular, Griffin's game, where that exact thing happened. He asked her, she said, yes, like that. Kevin, do you remember that? Were you actually there for that? I think I might have even talked about it and put that on here. Didn't we do that?
Yeah, that was awkward because they cut the camera off when she had that weird look on her face. They immediately cut the camera. And nobody knew exactly what had happened.
Right.
Oh, geez.
Right. And then it got a little weird because then they would put the camera back on them like 10 minutes later and she looks pissed, just furious. And then like 10 minutes later, they left.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It was, Kyler says,
not go well.
LOL, I fucked up and we got engaged at a Griffins game. Is that right? Take me through that, please.
Hey friends, it's your pal EZ with my latest and greatest marketing partner, Mint Mobile. I know a lot of you have been through the ringer when it comes to costs with big wireless. As you know, what you see is never what you get. You ever have that happen where you get in there and you're like, okay, they're like, you're going to get this, this, and this, and this, and then you pay us this. And you go, oh yeah. And then like you get the bill and you're like, what the hell just happened? It's like bait and switch. And then you call in and you realize that you're screwed. So you're like, oh my God, I might as well just keep overpaying for this. Never again. Enter Mint Mobile. You never have to worry about the gotchas ever again. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month, when you purchase a 3-month plan, they mean it. I've done this. You should too. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to the rescue with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. My God! To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month and give the other guys the big heave ho. mintmobile.com/Zane. All right, fine print time. $45 upfront payment required. That's equivalent to the $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Yeah, I fucked up big time. Guys, these were my personal these were my personal rules. No sunsets and no stadiums. I'm a dumb guy, but I know better. Well, dumb guy decides and humble brag, but her ring was thousands of dollars. I decided to hide it in my car. Like, where wouldn't she find it? Like, just a dumb idea. So we had car troubles. She was taking the car, and she comes in the door one day, just like homegirl over here, and just like, I don't care what I get for Christmas. I just want a ring. So she mind fucked me. And so I decided to go check on the ring, and it was in the middle of my trunk as if she found the ring. So I go in the full panic mode, and she keeps dropping puns. And Kevin's actually involved in this. I was like, Kevin, she found the fucking ring. We need to do something. So me and 30 of my friends, including Kevin, went to the Griffins game that weekend. And it was kind of quote unquote cute, but it was a teddy bear toss night. So, you know, bad visualization, Kyler on one knee, teddy bears raining down. Fuck, okay. It's kind of romantic.
Well, was it a good picture?
No, horrible. Because nobody knew. Nobody knew because I thought she blew it. So I didn't even get to ask her dad for her hand. Oh, I didn't get to tell my parents. I didn't get, well, and my stepsons that are now older, they were young kids. So I didn't even go like, hey, I'm going to like marry your mom. Like, it was like a clusterfuck. And Kevin had to hang onto the ring and he about shit himself because also 30 seconds before the game, all of a sudden, we think, what if they don't score? They scored in 28 seconds, and we had to basically slap people on the arm to fucking get it all going.
Oh, my God, Kyler. You're right. That's horrible.
And the truth, and it sucks, she had no idea. My hatch just happened to pop open. The ring just happened to land in my trunk. She had no idea.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's a situational nightmare. Oh, dear God. Hell, boy. Yeah, you fall right into the stadium thing. Jesus. But at least she didn't say no.
Yeah.
Could have been worse, man. Could have been worse. Do you ever
know?
Sorry. Go ahead.
No, you go.
I was going to say, do you know anybody who's ever asked someone to marry them and the chick said no?
Uh-uh.
I don't either, because if that happens, the relationship's over, right?
I would assume so.
That's pretty much a breakup. I mean, you could be like, oh, it's going great. I'm so happy. And then you say, hey, you ought to marry me. And she goes, no. Oh, do you like keep going out after that? Well, maybe I'll rub off on you a little more. Maybe I'll, you
know. If you're a loser, maybe.
Oh, God.
I don't know. I can't believe you would have the balls to keep going out with that person after getting shot down like that.
Yeah. I think, you know, and especially if you ask her like at a public place.
Oh yeah. That'd be so embarrassing.
And then if she says no, do you just leave her there? Do you just say, okay, just walk away, find your own ride home. Fuck you. You know, or do you actually say, all right, I'll give you a ride home. Oh, fuck.
That's so bad.
Do you ever worry that if you ask your better half to marry her, she'll go, oh, fuck you. No way. You're not getting into this donut cheddar.
No, not with how much she talks about it. Okay. So.
Has she offered you anything
for sure thing.
like anal? If you.
No. Nothing's on the table for that happening. But what I was going to say is if you go back to that video, some people are speculating that he has another, like he has an actual ring on him because his pockets are both like bulging.
Okay.
He might just be doing that playfully with the ring pop, but he might actually have an actual engagement ring on him.
Okay. You can see it?
I believe so.
I mean, can you see it right now?
Oh, yeah.
I love you. I I love you. I live here.
Okay, right here.
Yep, there's the one pocket.
So in here?
Yep. And there's the other pocket. I thought maybe it was a baseball, but because I was like, well, geez, it's...
But what's she wearing here? She's like nude.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. And the more we watch this, the less real the slap seems to be. He seems like he kind of turns his head at the same time.
Yeah, you're right. He seems kind of bitchy, too. He really leaned into it. I mean,
yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Some of the people were saying that
they walked up to his.
Oops, sorry. Sorry. You were saying?
I think some people were saying that this stuff like this gets staged at games like this to see if it'll go viral.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
so
talking about marriage, yes or no, Amanda wrote, like they teach us in direct sales. No, just means not yet.
Well, yeah. And wouldn't you have to say that, though? Like, not yet. So that wouldn't be a flat out. I'm assuming you wouldn't just flat out say no.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
In that case, if that's what you actually meant.
That's high pressure, though. If a chick gets. Okay. If dude asks chick to marry him. You know, her feet are to the fire. And you know that there are times when a chick will just say yes, because of pressure.
Right.
You know what I mean? The pressure of the moment. And the idea of if there's any pause, that's as bad as a no in my eyes.
Really?
If you say, honey, I love you. And will you marry me? And she goes, yeah.
Does she make that noise in between the
because that's as bad as a no. I mean, that's one where if she says that to him, he says, no, wait, hold on. I take that back. All that pause and gah, there, that's bullshit. If I don't get a yes.
Yeah.
No, you got to commit to the yes. You know, can't. A weak ass yes. Gotta be a, you know,
there's gotta be crying
everything. Right away she's gushing, her pants are wet.
Oh yeah.
So now the last time we spoke of this, Ben, it was weeks ago, maybe even months ago.
Yeah.
Are we closer to that big moment? No.
Yeah, he just got your answer. There's that.
That pause tells us no.
That is it, my free view of the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. The full show is available on my Patreon, patreon.com. That's a fancy word for behind a paywall. So you can throw $5 or $10 at it, and you can check out all the content. I put hours and hours of stuff every single week for you to check out on there. Go for 1 month. Just try it for 1 month. If you're not completely satisfied, cancel, and I'll keep your money for 1 month. But if you like it, you can convert it to a yearly, and I'll knock 10% off the cost. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Otherwise, thanks for checking this out. I just appreciate the time. Okay, have a good one. Bye-bye.
When you need to work quickly and confidently across different apps and platforms, consistent quality communication is key. Whether you're writing documents, emails, or presentations, you need Grammarly. It's an AI writing partner that helps you get your work done faster with better writing. It's always there to help because it works where you work, across 500,000 apps and websites, so you can get more done no matter where you're writing. Grammarly is the gold standard of responsible AI, trusted by millions of professionals for 15 years. It gives you personalized writing suggestions based on your audience, goals, and context, plus tone suggestions to help you navigate even the most difficult work conversations. 96% of users agree Grammarly helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Grammarly. Easier said, done.
This country was built on a distinctly American work ethic. But today, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries, sending away good jobs and diminishing our capability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make the kind of high-quality quilting staples you need for a comfortable, stylish, and active summer wardrobe, like vintage-style tees, tough tank tops, breathable polos, lightweight sweatshirts, shorts, and so much more. All made right here in the USA, from growing the cotton to adding the final touches. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs for seamsters, cutters, and factory workers in towns and cities across the United States. And it's about more than an income. Jobs bring pride, purpose. They stitch people together. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.